Yeah,
see, I haven't got a problem.
Start your day the Teraway, Northwest London, Erev Rosh Hashanah, 29th of Elul, 25th of September, Rabbi Shimshon Silken Shlita, Rosh Hashanah, First Impressions Last. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Nishmas Moras Peril Margoles Bas Rabbi Shua Kohen Ole HaSholem, whose Yahrzeit is today.
So Erev Rosh Hashanah, and perhaps the first thing to focus on is Taka, the name of the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, or at least that's what we call it. Hagam Lemaisa, that's not what it's called in the Torah. And even in our Tefillahs, as Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, or we can refer to as Yom Teruah. But Rosh Hashanah, Rosh means the beginning, means the head, the root of the word Reishis. And we taka find that Reishis, the beginning of anything, really, is very important and very significant. We find many mitzvahs where the significance is all about the fact that it's Reishis, whether it's the mitzvah of Challah, for example, Reishis Aris Seichem, Bikurim, which we'll talk about in a moment, we'll come back to Bikurim, Reishis Hagez, whatever, Bukhar, Bukhar Odom, Bukhar Behema. The beginning is, we see, is very, very important, very significant. And we state in Chazal, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Hakol Hoylech Achar HaRosh. Everything follows from, everything flows on from the Rosh, from the head. And therefore, Taka, we find that on Rosh Hashanah, both in Halacha and also in Musa, we find that it's very, very important to get Rosh Hashanah right. That's the, for example, the idea of the simonim. We're just hearing about simonim. So, a simon is like a signpost. Hakol hoylech acha. This is where we're heading. Literally, heading. This is where we're heading. Hakol hoylech acha harosh. So, if it's sweet and if it's pleasant and if it has some other connotation, so that's a good simon for the rest of the year. But it happens on Rosh Hashanah because if it's true now, then the hope is and the tefillah is that it will continue to be good b'meshech the rest of the year. And it's, people are very creative. I didn't hear this year, unfortunately, I was rushing. But people are very creative with their various simonim on the Rosh Hashanah night. And even some of the foods that are eaten are more because of what they translate to in Yiddish.
Or in French.
French? What's a French one?
Banana.
Banana? People eat banana?
Bonané.
Bonané. Bonané.
Also tire.
Good. What? Tire. Sorry? Goodyear. Oh, Goodyear. People eat rubber tires. Goodyear. Okay. People make jokes at Rosh Hashanah also. Should have a happy year.
People eat sardines. Sardino.
Sardino. Very good. Oh, really? Did they actually eat sardines?
I heard that
already.
A Waldorf salad.
Waldorf. Go on.
Waldorf salad. Raisin celery.
A raisin celery. Yes. Raisin celery. Al Capone was that famous saying goes, sorry, we seem to have run out of Waldorf. Yes, you're familiar with that line. Run out of Waldorf. But Al Capone actually... so the simonim, even carrots, for example, or Kowski Dua, Meren, yeah, it's German or Yiddish. Yeah, or Gezar, Gezer, Gezardinum. Al Kaponim, Mizedoch, Hakol Hulach HaRosh. If the Rosh is good and the Rosh is healthy, then the rest of the year will be healthy. Even in Halacha, Yidua, it's brought down. Ases Mitzvah, and of course Rosh Hashanah is the first of the Ases Mitzvah. A whole different shiur as to why we don't really see the elements of teshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Don't really see everything that one needs for teshuva. Be'ika vidui, right? No mention. We don't even eat nuts because they almost equal in gematria, almost equal chet. Almost doesn't quite make it. We're so allergic to the whole concept. It's doch the first verse says teshuva. I can't do teshuva without the four elements, the four basic elements of teshuva. Shon al kapanim. That's not for now. But we do find in halacha that during a says teshuva, a person should take on the extra diktuk and halacha. So for example, those that are annoying during the year to eat paspalta, which be'etzem, many of you kind of had to for, because the whole din of pas yisrael was only really instituted when it's a private baker's, when it's a private baker or private balabos's bread, because that's, you know, it brings people together. You know, I think the lotion is to break bread. Mashenkim, when it's produced en masse by a factory, it doesn't really do that. And bifratib is more expensive as well, right? It's not really written in the case where the bread, where the Jewish bread is much more expensive than the non-Jewish bread. About that has to be kosher, meredoch. But nevertheless, Ringo says made shuba person should be makri pas Yisrael, which is interesting because I mean, what is it again? Ki'ilu, like, now we're standing in judgment, I'll be extra well behaved. Of course, Boch doesn't forget, ein shikhal if they chisrich v'edecho. No, boss? One aspect of this is that there's a simon, that this is we're going to be better, and if I'm going to be better my tiktok halacha today, then I'll be better my tiktok halacha throughout the rest of the year. It's brought down in the Sifri Musa that on Rosh Hashanah it's very important the person should not get angry. During the rest of the year should also not be angry, but befrat there's an Indian to be extra careful not to descend into chaos on Rosh Hashanah, not to be sad. Hagam it's Yom Adin, and it's Yom Adin, and the tefillahs are very ma'ira, and it can often bring to tears, but the person should not descend into atzvus chas v'shalom on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because a year that begins by atzvus chas v'shalom can be moshech that way. A year that begins by chaos should be moshech that way. A person should feel good towards one another, and so on and so forth. All of these inyonim is because hakol hoylech achar harosh. So the beginning has to, we need to get off to a very good start. The shaila is, but why? In other words, what is it about the Rosh Taka that determines the future? Well, why can't it be that if a person gets off to a wobbly start, that later they can correct their path? It's dying. So what is Taka, the amkus of the idea of HaKol HaHoylech Achar Rosh? Also, if there's time, maybe we can also ask, we can ask and hopefully answer a stira, which is stated in the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says, HaKol HaHoylech Achar Achitu. That, and you'll often hear that before Ne'ila, the Darshan would get up and say, here we are, it's right at the end, B'shas Ne'ila, HaKol HaHoylech Achar Achitu is all about now. Achar Rosh Achar Achitu is doch a stira, the chirem. So HaKaponim is Azoi. Kiyadua, the whole world and our whole experience of this world is divided into three critical components, otherwise known as Olam, Shono, and Nefesh. Bekannte idea written in Sifre Kabbalah, Sifre Chassidus. Olam, Shono, Nefesh, this is the Oshon, Bechol Hahor, Oshan Kuloi, is Olam, Shono, Nefesh. What this means is that we experience life and we understand it in these three dimensions. In space, as Olam, in time, that's Shono, and in the human lived experience, which is Nefesh. And we find that whatever you find in one has its correspondence in the others. So what you find in Olam, you'll also find in Shono, and you'll also find in Nefesh. A classic example of this is the concept of Kedusha. We find that in Olam, even though Meloicha La'aretz Kevoidoi, the whole world is really filled with Kevoid Shamayim, nevertheless, there are certain areas that have a concentration of Kedusha, concentration of Kevoid Shamayim. Right? So the Beis HaMikdosh, of course, is the highest. But even the Beis HaMedrash, right, the Beis HaMedrash is more Kedusha than the street. A person's Yiddish house is also Mikdosh Ma'at, also more Kedusha than the street. So the Kedusha is everywhere. It's possible that it should be everywhere, but the Maisa is in concentrated areas in space. So too in time. You also find that you can't compare Shabbos to the rest of the week, because in time, Hagam, it's possible to achieve Kedusha every day of the week. But Shabbos is called Shabbos Kodesh, Kodesh Yilachem, Shabbos HaMalka. Right, and of course Yom Tovim, Yom Kippur, Zoch, Shabbos Shabbosim, Kodesh HaKadoshim, because just like in Olam, this area has Kedusha, this area less so. In time, there's also like that. So too in Nefesh. In Nefesh also, there's the Guf, and then there's the Neshama. The Neshama is Kodesh, and Neshama is Torah. The kind of Neshama should not be Torah. There's the Umus Olam. And there's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has a status of Kedusha, clapping the rest of the world. Atzem Tiyum Amlechus Goyanim, but Goy Kodesh. Kedusha Mechol Yom Yaluchos Seder. There's reference to Klal Yisrael. So just like you find that Olam has Kedusha, has concentrated areas of Kedusha, and Shona has concentrated areas of Kedusha, so too Nefesh also has concentrated areas of Kedusha. Similarly, the idea of Rosh, will come onto Shona soon. But if we start backwards with the Nefesh, right, the human being, which is the highest of all the Nefoshes, it's clear that HaKol HaHoylech Achar Rosh. It's quite clear that everything that happens and every action and every experience and every activity, effectively, of a human being is all triggered by the Rosh. It all starts in the Rosh, even if we're not talking Torah from a Torah perspective, even if we're just saying Stam from a purely neurological perspective or physiological perspective. Everything that happens, a person raises their hand, a person has a drink, where does it come from? It comes from the Rosh. It all begins in the head. It's all beginning out. We talk about the emotions and the heart, but the mice is all in the head. Everything has to start from some neural reaction, a neurological pathway that's triggered, that sets off some sort of impulse, and then that eventually triggers down, and then you see the product. What makes a person eat, a person drink, they feel the hunger, it's all triggered by the head. So the head is the rosh of everything. And be'etzem, that's true automatically. That means instinctually, a person does things, but there's something that's told them to do that. But it's also true through in the Indian, and we'll see in a moment, in the Indian of machshava, that when a person thinks, and then they plan something, and then they actually follow through on the plan, it all began with something that's in the head. Hakol holech achar roish. We'll come back to that. In Oilom, there are two different mahalchim. One mahalch says that everything that happens in the whole world, in fact, in the whole universe, is all triggered by the roish, and this roish is Eretz Yisrael. The roish is Eretz Yisrael. Everything flows through Eretz Yisrael, and specifically the Mokim HaMikdosh, and specifically the Mokim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The second base HaMikdosh, they didn't have an Arna Kodesh, they had the Eben Shesio. Why is it called the Eben Shesio? Shemimenu Hushtas Kol HaOlam. The whole world was nourished through the Eben HaShesio. So in other words, everything that happens, even though the other mamish in New Zealand and beyond, or Saturn, or who knows what, the distant galaxies, is all be'etzem being triggered through this Mokim HaMikdosh that's in the center of planet Earth, as I state. But Andrew Svarim say that you don't have to go so far. You don't have to go all the way to say there's a strong moment, Hushat Kol HaOlam. But Etzem, you can study the Briyot, you can study the Teva, and it's very apparent, it's very clear, that everything that exists also can be traced back to its rachis. You can see an enormous forest. There can be millions and millions of trees in this forest, but you know that every leaf, and every fruit, every single physical element in that forest can trace itself back to a zera, back to the original seed. And the entire forest, at all of its offshoots, will contain the same DNA in that original seed that went into the ground. It's all meirosh. It's hakol hoylech achar that rosh. And be'etzem, v'sishtet in Ramban, that seed also had a seed. Because where did that seed come from? If it's a big orchard of apple trees, so every single apple growing on every single tree will find itself in the root of a seed, but that seed will have come from another apple. So v'sishtetin Ramban, be'etzem, this is what's called Bereshis Bor Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Reshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the world with one, he actually calls it a Zerah, one seed, and literally Mimenu Hushtas Kol HaOlam, from that original point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire universe. He sees it in the Pasuk, V'ha'oretz ho'isosoyhu v'avoyhu, v'choshoch ha'bnei sohoim. Soyu Bavoyu are very difficult words to translate. I think if you look in the art scroll, I think it says astonishing nothingness. I'm not sure which word is the astonishing and which word is the nothingness. Pashas Toyhu is astonishing, like Toye. Yeah, I'm not sure. The Ramban says that the word Boyhu is Boyhu. The whole universe was in it. Everything was in one space, one tiny little, one little garin, like a seed. So you see, Taka, that in the physical world, in the Olam, just like you find in the Nefesh, Hakol Hoylech Acha Horeshis, Hakol Hoylech Acha Horesh. But that's talking about Olam, that's talking about space. But we know that there's another dimension of existence, and that's called time. So Be'etzem, Mr. Shetam Malbim already, why doesn't it say Borishoino, Borelekim? Like Rashi asks, it should say Borishoino Borelekim, the Shrivei Sahoris. That would be grammatically more correct. What's Bereshis? Many Sforim say the same idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the concept of time. At a certain point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time. You can't really say that because it wasn't a point in time, because there was no time for there to be a point. But HaKaponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Musig of time. The time was created. It's stated in Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, Hazman Nivro Ki Agalgal Nivro. In order for there to be a Galgal, in order for there to be a universe with rotating planets and stars, etc., etc., there had to be something to hold it all. For there to be existence, there needs to be a measurement or a dimension that's called time, that's called the Reshis. That in Arizal state, Ki Sheshes Yomi Mosa Hashem Es Hashmayim Es Haoretz. So Gadav Shtein, Ki B'Sheshes Yomi Mosa Hashem Es Hashmayim Es Haoretz. Right, grammatically again, Hashem created the world in 6 days. So Baruch Hu, Ki Sheshes Yomi Mosa Hashem, Hashem created 6 days, units of time. One of the many Ramozim in Bereshis where you find this concept. So it seems that there's one Reshis. There's one Reshis right from the beginning, almost 6,000 years ago. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it all begin. Right? Nishno in Olam, not just that it should be beginning, like the Ramban says, of everything that exists in a physical material way, but also that which holds the material, now that is the time itself. Oga. When we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah points out that Hagam, the Torah doesn't call Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. There is a remez to Rosh Hashanah in the Torah. And that's in the Pasuk, Eretz Hashatomi Dene Hashem Lekecho Bo, Mereshis Hashanah Adach Rishonah. Because the question is like this, where does it say that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin? Shteinish Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin? Don't say it's Yom Adin, it's Yom Trua, Yom Zikaron, Yom Zichron Trua, but Yom Adin Shteinish. Novos, says the Gemara, that because the Pasuk says, Mereshis Hashanah Ad Ach Rishonah, from the beginning of the year till the end, what till the end? In other words, today, at the Reishis of the Shona, it's being decided, it's all being planned out, what's going to be Ad Ach Rishonah till the end of the year. Everything in the year is now being done on this day. That's Taka the Makor, that Reishis Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, and that's Yom Adin. Because Mereishis Ad Ach Rishonah is today. It's an unbelievable thing. Kum tois. That there was an original Reishis, that's Bereishis Bara Elokim, but every single year on Aleph Tishrei, there's another Bereishis Bara. There's a new Reishis. Hayoim Haras Olam. Very interesting. Hayoim, by the way, it's not Haras Olam. If there's still time will come, it's not Haras Olam. Haras Olam was on Chofei Elul already. Right, today, so we'll come on to that in a second. That's to do with Olam, Leidas HaOlam. But Al-Kubonim, Hayoim Haras Olam doesn't just mean, Zog there, doesn't just mean that once we're referring to the anniversary of the Haras Olam, not Hayoim Haras Olam, meaning there's a brand new world being created today because there's a brand new time. Before Rosh Hashanah, every single year we have the Kriyas HaTorah of Bikurim. Every single year, Kisov is always in the last throes of the year, in the introduction to Rosh Hashanah, we have the Mitzvah of Bikurim. Shteitin the Baal HaTorim, he points out something very interesting. That we know there's no shear for Bikurim. Elu Devorim She'en Lahem Shear HaPeo B'ha Bikurim. There's no shear to Bikurim. Is that Novos? Mevesim Dov Kazal, that is 1 in 60. It's 1 in 60. How do you know it's 1 in 60? And why is it Dafka 1 in 60? It's all about the Turim. It's about the Turim. Modi Gazach, he points out that in the whole of the parish of Bikurim, you don't find a letter Samach. There's no letter Samach. So he says like this, Bikurim is 1 in 60, therefore there's no Samach, which is Gematria 60, in all of Parshas Bikurim. Fredin al-Kasha Faket, if there's any letter, it should be Dafka, the letter of Samach. So if your name does the Bishad, because the Pasuk says, Velokach HaKoyen HaTene Miyodecho. The basket is HaTene, HaTene is Tes Nun Aleph, 59 and 1. Zog the Azoy, Zog the Moshe Pshatan Balatun, Amur Digadeher. He says that the letter of Samach represents a circle. A circle is a big problem, because a circle has no beginning and no end. I'm not so worried about the fact that it doesn't have an end, but I'm more concerned about the fact that it doesn't have a beginning. A circle just goes on and on and on. There's no break. That's the definition of a circle. That's the definition of the Samach. Bikurim is doch the inin of Reishis. The Bechor, the Bikur, is doch number one. That's the Reishis. But Avhov in Aleph, Mimein Vlokach HaKoyin HaTele, is Tes Nun 59, mit Aleph. The Aleph is the beginning of the 60. Dafka. Therefore you can't see a Samach. HaTeneye, but not a Samach. To handle like this, time, he said, is not something that just goes round and round and round and round forever. It began the Hainu 6,000 years ago, it just goes on forever. The whole message of Bikurim in the build up to Rosh Hashanah is Dafka to convey the message that the circle has a break in it, like it's a circuit breaker. And that is actually called Rosh Hashanah. In other words, just like in Olam, there's a Reishis from which everything flows. So too in Shona, in time, there's also a Reishis. There's also a Reishis from which everything flows. And that Reishis comes around every single year. Anaya Reishis, and Mamisha Reishis in Zman. It's a massive Chiddush. It's a huge Chiddush, because Be'etzim, if you look at time, it's just 1 second, and another second. Now, there's nothing new, there's nothing special. Zogdeh, that's not the way to look at it. A person has to come to Rosh Hashanah and understand that the old time has stopped, then there's a brand new time. But it goes even deeper than that. Because just like in Olam, the whole forest, as we said before, is contained within that seed. Zogdeh, every single moment, kol rega vorega, of the rest of the year until the end of the Ad Ach Rishonah, is all contained within the regoim of Rosh Hashanah. The rega of the time, the zaman of Rosh Hashanah, contains within it all the regoim aboim achrof. So I'm worried to get there. And therefore, It makes much more, it means much more, therefore, the simonim of Rosh Hashanah, the mood that a person is in Rosh Hashanah. Nutzinger is every mamish utilizing every single moment of Rosh Hashanah. It's not stump because we want to get off to a good start. It's because these times on Rosh Hashanah contain within them all the times of the rest of the year. Time itself is contained in the time of Rosh Hashanah. Tamuriti Kazach. Says Bakan the Biskarov would say to Hillim, Nochanan, the whole Rosh Hashanah. He was visited once, I don't remember which godly it was, came in and he found the Biskarov and his whole Mishpacha all sitting there saying to Hillim. So he says, Rebbe, what's the geshein? Something wrong? Someone not well? Is there a chayla? He says, what's meister? This is not Rosh Hashanah. So afterwards, he said to him, Abba Rebbe, surely learning Torah is much, much bigger, much hecher than saying Tehillim. Befrat the Brisker Rav, he'd expected there to be in his Rambam all day long. What's he saying Tehillim for? He says, Brisker Rech, Ravada, limud Torah is bigger than everything. He says, Abba, I'm going to be learning with Gemara, learning the Torah. I'm going to have a kash, I'm going to have to get up from my seat and go to the Sforim trunk and find it. Bittul Torah, Bittul's man. Bittul's man. Rosh Hashanah, there can be no Bittul's man. You can't waste one single second. Because every second of Rosh Hashanah Be'etzim contains all the seconds of the rest of the year. That's good for the Biskarov, it's good for us as well. But that adds, I think, an added depth into the sugya of the simonim and the idea of not getting angry and all of these things. Every moment of Rosh Hashanah has to be utilized to the fullest. What time?
About 10 minutes.
10?
No, five. Five, till 10 past.
Did you start
22?
I don't know.
If I can. Hayoim harazoylom. Now we know that Kosh Boch who created the world was called Yesh Me'ayin. The emphasis is, for a long time, I struggled with understanding something. Actually, we can do this talk a little bit collectively if we do have still 5 minutes. Where does that thought come from? Let's go back to the sugya of HaKol Hoylich Acha HaRosh. Everything goes after the head. So we said, person raises their arm. Even when a person blinks their eye, even though it's just they're not even thinking when they're doing it, something has sent a signal. There's a signal, right, that has been sent to the eyelids, to Azoim, right, to protect you from the dust or whatever. Kodesh Baruch Hu's niflo is unbelievable. But what made that happen? What made that happen? A person goes to the fridge, gets himself a glass of water. What happened? A signal was sent, I'm thirsty, because I'm dehydrated. Right, because if you're thirsty, it's assuming you're dehydrated. So it tells the person, I know what I need to do, so I need to go and get a drink. But what triggered that thought? What made the thought process begin? Yeah? So I looked around, tried to find an answer in the Sifrei Torah, tried to speak to professionals in the business. Kelim Beis Nisht. The best thing they can come up with is instinct. Instinct, because a pussycat also goes to his bowl of water when he's thirsty, right? And it's all sibul masovei. The whole thing is just cause and effect. Something happens. And there's no rachis. What is the dynamic spark that actually creates? What flips the first domino? Kein Beisnis. Very interesting. If anyone's got a good mahalach, a good teres, I'm still looking for it. But I'm not really so bothered. I don't really care. It doesn't really matter what the haskola is when it comes to instinct. But what is it that makes a person have a machshava toiva? What is in Midrash Shemoneh Esrei? Let's say, I'm sure it doesn't happen to anyone here, talking about myself now, that at some point in Shemoneh Esrei your mind has wandered. Right? And you've lost focus for a minute. And all of a sudden, no, right? Tzrikaran and Siddur, get back into the davening. No, Hashiva, Shavtenu, Ekus, Kavash, Shavu, went a bit. Yeah, all right. So what is it that made that thought come to a person? What makes it that a person chooses, I'm going to be mechavan in tefillah now, I'm going to be a masmid in my learning, I'm going to bite my tongue and not speak Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is very instinctive, it's very instinctual. Person can't, right, if we were animals, we had no neshama, we had no yetzah tov, we had no bechira, all we do all day long is what the animals do, is just purely follow our instincts all day long. What is it that allows a person to say, I'm not going to follow the instinct, I'm going to break the teva, I'm going to make the right decision. I'm tired and it's cold, and yet slichas, and it's not Erev Rosh Hashanah slichas, I'm going to get up early. What is that? So the answer is that it's the same HaKoyel Hoylech HaKharosh, which is as Yesh Me'ayin. It's the Koyach of Mamish of Yesh Me'ayin. It's the state in Pasuk, Chochma Me'ayin Temotzei. The Rav Moshe Gazok, Chochma Me'ayin Temotzei, the Poshetaych is Chochma Me'ayin Temotzei, where will Chochma come from? But he said Shat Chochma, and this is the Machshava that we're talking about, Chochma Me'ayin Temotzei, comes from a place of complete Ayin. Dosed the Hayom Harasoylam. And that's why, even though it's not Hayom Harasoylam, we call it Hayom Harasoylam, because it's not really the Haras of the Oylam, it's the Haras of the Odom. Right? Adam and Chava were created on Rosh Hashanah, but Adam and Chava are the only ones who created B'Tselem Elokim. B'Tselem Elokim means that the koyach of the Bria, that they can create, only an Adam can create new Olamos. Animals can't do that, they're just following whatever came before. But we can create a brand new world, only Adam can do that. Because the Adam with this Bechiru, this Machshava, that Rotzen, by the way, Ramosha said, Rotzen's Gematria Mekoyer. Because that, we asked before, what's the source? The source is the Rotzen. But we're talking about the Rotzen's Chochem Ayin Tamotzi. Shedin Rakanti, the Reshis Chochem Yiras Hashem in Chochem Ein Reshis El Chochem. Our Kaponim, so you see from here, the HaKoyel Hoylech HaHoroish is actually talking about, Adam Dafka, because it is Adam that can create a brand new Bria. We said before that for the Bria to be, there needs to be this concept called Zman, there needs to be this concept called Shona. And I think that the Chiddush that we take out, and the Chizuk that we also take out of all of this, is that Rosh Hashanah comes around, it's not just another day. That circle that seems to just be going on and on and on has to be broken. It's mamish the Aleph and the Tenor. The Hainu, there's a complete new ratios, there's a complete new opportunity, and I, Gelegenheit, for complete new Eschatshis. And what was before doesn't have to continue. If a person comes into Rosh Hashanah with a pekel of Tzoros, never Chas V'Shalom, doesn't mean it has to continue. There's no rule. There's no Sibol Mesoyvev. If a person comes into Rosh Hashanah with a pekel of Averis Chas V'Shalom, doesn't have to continue that way. There's mamish a break in the circuit. It's a break in the circuit. The Samach is broken. It's a complete new Eschatshis, and that is the Chora, the Gross of Chiddush. Mela, we didn't get onto HaKoel HaHoylech HaChitum. If I could just one more second, HaKoel HaHoylech HaChitum could be Pshat. I don't know if this is Pshat, but the circle is the only shape that the moment you start drawing the circle, you immediately know exactly where it's going to end up. That's Mereshis HaShonah Ad Achri Shonah, right? It's interesting, a clock, by the way. I think a clock is always round. Clock. I know you can get square clocks, but a clock is round, but as a clockwise, when they tell you turn the screw clockwise, I don't mean like this. I mean, that's how you get in the room. Yeah, because time goes round and round and round, but there's a way to break the circuit. So, could be, I don't think means all's well that ends well. Because that's not the Taish, because it says, HaKoel HaHoylech Achar HaChitum. It's following the Chitum. No, the Chitum is the riot to the races. That the end proves where you began. That's Mereshis Hashanah Ad Achri Shonah. I think that's Pshat. The Mereshis Ad Achri Shonah is the same thing. But mainly that's the idea, Taka, that we have the Simonim in Rosh Hashanah. That's why Reshis is Taka so Choshev, as Shimpik Dabilezer, HaKoel HaHoylech HaCha Rosh Bez Hashem, Taka should be a brand new beginning. All the Tzoras should be forgotten. And Bez Hashem, Shem Zoycha, to Chesivach Sim Tov, and Abud Gevesh Tiro. Okay, so now you're going to go to the